right, we're back in the pod with Ian Kang here. It's lunchtime again.
Yeah, JK, it's lunchtime.
It's lunchtime on Friday and it's time to talk people.
Definitely.
Man, NBA never stops, do you know what I mean? NBA never stops, so there's plenty to talk about again. How's your week anyway?
Week has been all right, mate. Yeah. Same old shit. Yeah, people underquoting and then not delivering. So,
oh yeah,
there you go.
Such is life, mate. But hey, we got basketball to keep us occupied, right? But I want to start with something I've noticed during the last couple of weeks. Just dudes picking on LeBron, man. Like people coming from all sorts of angles. Just little subtle jabs, taking shots at LeBron, right? Like first up, Steph, man. He's having a big summer. Fair enough, too, right? Like he signed it. $200 million deal. He won a ring. He's having a big summer. But what did you think of the LeBron challenge dance at Harrison Barnes' wedding? What Steph did?
I don't know. Like I look at it and go, what is this kid trying to prove? Like you look at the video, then you go, oh, you could argue that it wasn't fucking the same thing. Yeah. Like LeBron was, you know, doing the whole, you know, selfie training video thing, but
yeah,
LeBron's got a funny looking head as well, so he looked really stupid in the video.
You're right. He looked like he was on something that day, LeBron, when he put out that crazy video. Like he looked like a man possessed. I agree. It did look a bit weird.
But he also looked a bit skinny as well. Like you look at him, like where's that big tough buff LeBron that we used to see? Like he's seemed to lost a bit of muscle.
Skinny LeBron, you're saying?
Yeah.
Skinny, bald LeBron.
He's trying to be a bit more KD-like, you know, thinner looking.
Hey, the slim is in now, man. Now that KD's, you know, won a ring, slim is definitely in.
But, like, you look at it and I think yesterday he retracted his, you know, came out with a statement saying, you know, oh, I didn't mean to diss LeBron, this and that. Like, back yourself up, you little shit. Fucking.
Exactly, right? That's even more of a biatch of a move. Like, you know, he does the dance and then he retracts himself and says, oh, I didn't mean to disrespect him. I'm like, nah, that's even worse, I reckon. That just makes him out to be even worse. So, yeah, I don't know, man. Like, and then little Kyrie acting like a little clown on the side, egging him on as well. Yeah.
I'm surprised people spotted him because it was really dark, that video.
It's like the wedding of like NBA Ned's kind of wedding, you know, Harrison Barnes.
Yep.
Kyrie, Steph, he's not the coolest dude, but, you know, he's been walking around, like you were saying just before we recorded, like MJ a little bit, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So he wants to play golf, he's rolling around with his cigar, so he's taking shots. MJ himself, he came out and he had some kind of little basketball camp. He had a little subtle shot as well, right?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think he came out and said it. I think there was like an interview going, you know, now LeBron's won a couple more championships since the last time they had, you know, it was sort of like a 2-year anniversary of LeBron winning with the Heat first time, and then they interviewed Jordan.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then go, oh, yeah, what do you think of LeBron now that he's won two more? And then Jordan's like, well, five still beats three.
Yeah, he's fully just about the rings, huh? He's big on the rings. But he did finish off that sentence, I think, saying, but LeBron has been to 7 finals in a row, which is crazy, right? Like, just one man dominant. So he did acknowledge that. But look, still a subtle shot. MJ's definitely more Kobe fan than LeBron.
I think the reason why he's a Kobe fan is Kobe is just Lakers, right? He didn't go away. He had his own team.
Yeah.
People came and were drawn to his team rather than he had to run away to try to make that team happen.
Yeah. And the whole social media thing, like LeBron's rewriting the rule book compared to what Jordan was doing in the 90s, right? So I think he sees that and he's probably feels a little uneasy about what LeBron's doing, you know? So,
yeah.
But, you know, LeBron, he comes out and says, hey, I wouldn't be playing if it wasn't for MJ. So he still gives him his props. But, yeah, a little shot. Your favorite sports analyst, Stephen A. Smith, had a bit of a shot as well. Do you want to make a comment on that or not?
Nah, he's just a little maggot. Fuck him.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, nah, he had a couple of interesting things to say about about LeBron and the potential demise of him as well. So
he's just a little hater, I reckon. Like, just leave him up there for, you know, what he's done, celebrating for what he's done. Like,
that's it. That's it. And to finish off, I think KD had a very, very, very subtle shot on Twitter when fan asked him, "Hey, isn't LeBron better than you?" And he pretty much just replied saying, "Nah." Just one word. I don't know if that's like taking shots, but you know, everything these guys do.
Well, yeah, like I agree he's probably a better shooter.
Yeah.
But all around I think LeBron does a lot more.
Yeah, absolutely. Defensively, the playmaking, everything. He definitely brings a lot more to the plate. But our man Matt Barnes, he came out and sort of stuck up for LeBron and said, you know, everyone's hates on him, but you know, we should all realize we're witnessing, you know, history in a sense, right? We should be appreciating, not like, you know, throwing mud at him. So that was kind of cool to see. So
yeah, it was definitely.
You know, we touched on Steph before, but he's having a big summer, right? Like he's playing golf. Is that right?
Yeah, he's playing in the web.com tournament at the moment.
I mean, is that like a pro PGA tournament or what? What's the story? Because it's like,
I think it's a pro-am.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, amateurs like him can have a go.
I was just gonna say, is it only for professionals only? But so okay, yeah, fair enough. Cool. But he rates himself, right? He rates himself.
Rates his golf. That's like it. I was saying before we started, like he's trying to emulate MJ, you know? Loves his golf, loves his cigars.
MJ What's Light. Going on? He's like MJ Light. I call him in a lot of different ways.
Light 2.0.
Yeah, that's it. What about KD? He's having a relatively quiet summer, right? Have you heard much about KD's movements?
No, I think he's just trying to stay under the radar, I think.
Yeah. He soaked up a fair bit of attention last
summer. So people don't bag him out?
That's right. What about our man Dre? Any more selfies? Any more, you know, revealing selfies on Snapchat?
I don't want to know.
No dick pics?
No dick pics. I don't want to see his dick pics. They got a little dick.
Fair enough. I think Clay's been a little goofy over the summer, but you know, he did a big tour in China, but nothing really to talk about over there with Clay.
Yeah, he's been quiet as well, like.
Staying out of the limelight.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So back to the big topic we had last week, Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
We're hearing rumors that he's tentative about being traded now. Like, or is it traded to like specific teams? What's the story there? He sounds like a little spoiled kid, man. He doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah, I think so. Just a little fucking shithead. he's like, oh, I only want to go to New York. And
yeah.
It's like, well, what's in New York? You know, maybe he's got some gold in New York. Wants a bit of a party or whatever.
Yeah, so he might be trying to control the deal a little bit, trying to get a little bit of power back if he's dealt to like Phoenix or something, right? So, but I reckon Phoenix, let's just throw up some fake trades, right? Like starting with Phoenix, him and Devin Booker, and I think there's that tall kid called Chris. Those three, plus throw in like Tyson Chandler if he's still there. I reckon that's a pretty decent team, right? So he should really consider it. But do you have any fake trades? Like forget salaries being matched and all that kind of crazy shit. Fake trades for Kyrie. Can you think of any?
Fake trades?
Yeah.
Possible ones that could happen?
Yeah. Or things you just love to see. Forget it impossible. Just things you'd love to see.
I'd swap him for the Lizard.
The Lizard.
Damien Lillard.
Oh, Dame.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be great for Cavs. Yeah. I don't know about friggin' Portland.
Don't worry about Portland. Nothing's happened. Yeah, that team's cursed for the next 10 years.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. They're like middle of the road. But man, imagine Dame and LeBron in the same team.
Exactly.
That would be.
Stop this all everyone going to the West thing. Come to the East.
I like that. No, that's a good one. That's a good one. You threw up the other day. This is crazy, but Kyrie for Clay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, only thing is Kyrie plays the same position as Steph, right?
Yeah, that would. But at the moment, he's playing more like a two guard anyway, so.
That's true. But Clay does a lot as a defensive two guard.
Exactly.
Right? So
that's why it's such a better deal for the Cavs.
Yeah. Again, all right. So all these deals are like good for Cavs. And
but, no yeah, else. Think about it. You wouldn't just send Kyrie over. You'd probably send someone else. But
yeah. The one I'd like to see is Kyrie for Boogie Cousins.
Yeah.
Although Boogie's only got like one year left. I'd love to see that happen because that would make things... That would it throws up a different dynamic, right? Because they're going with like a really strong big man versus the Golden State backcourt team if they would have made a game.
Yeah, exactly. But then who would you have as a point? They just got two old people running the point.
Mate, D Rose, man. Roses 17.
Rose and Calderon. Injury prone and old man.
That's probably won't work, but. Now there's lots of other things we could throw up, but let's just wait and see. Because now Kyrie's putting the brakes on, man.
Yeah, I reckon nothing will happen. Like, yeah, you look at it and it's like,
all right, yeah, odds.
Is
odds,
any deal actually going to happen?
Odds of Kyrie reporting to training camp at Cavaliers. What do you 50%, 75%, 25%? What do you think?
I reckon 80, because nothing's going to happen.
Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah, because I don't think any deal is going to get done before the start of the season. Looks like, if anything, if he wants to trade probably later in the year, you'd see something maybe Jan, Feb, before All-Star, but then that throws up the whole dynamics of the team. They got to learn to fucking play together again.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right.
I mean, you look at last season, the Cavs really should have tried to get Bogut earlier.
Mm.
Because then, not just try and trade to the deadline.
Speaking of the Bogey man, has anyone signed him up or what? He's still, he's injury prone. He's, brittle as anything. But is anyone going to sign him up or what?
I hope so.
No one rushing, huh?
No one's rushing to sign him because he's old and he's injury prone.
Speaking of big men, what do you think? Like, the big man role itself, like, the fact that no one's really going for a Boogie Cousins trade, people like, Andrew Bogut on the sideline. Is the big man role dead? Like, what are their currency at the moment?
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of currency in it unless the big man can shoot threes.
That's the thing. I mean, how many?
Yeah.
I mean, are they even brought up that way? Do you know what I mean? Like, you're 6'11", you're a coach. If you're like a 6'10" kid in high school in America, the coach is going to throw them in the post, right? They're not going to be putting them in the corner, ask them to shoot three. So it's just it's few and far between. That's, people like Kevin Love, right?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different if people compare him to, say, AD, where AD, he ran the point when he was a kid. And then all of a sudden he shot up and then started playing, the post.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently he had a massive growth spurt, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah, so now him, Kevin Love, aren't in that traditional back-of-the-basket type of big man. Like, do you see a KG or a Tim Duncan coming through over the next 2-3 years? Or we haven't seen that yet?
I don't think we've seen anyone in the draft like that, actually. They're all...
guards, yeah?
They're all guards. All the big people. The biggest one is probably Maker.
Oh, your boy Thon Maker.
Yeah, but even he's trying to learn how to shoot.
Yeah. He shoots, right? And he's a defensive sort of shot blocker.
Yeah. Look at any of the other big players, they're all there's no more back to the basket. It's either lob city or you shoot threes.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's all like DeAndre Jordan, Hassan Whiteside, like dominant sort of defensive type of center, or they shoot threes. The art of back to the basket is dying.
Yeah, that's why you look at JaVale McGee. Like, he's relegated to like a bench role, and you can't really play him in the rotation because he can't shoot.
It's funny how many times we've mentioned JaVale McGee on this pod, man. It's only been 3 weeks, and
I know
he's got honorable mentions almost every week.
Every week.
Hey, shout out to JaVale McGee if you're out there, man. We want to hear back from you. But it'll be interesting to see if anyone sort of flips the script on the whole Golden State Houston type model and goes to that traditional big man type basketball, but we'll wait and see. It has to come from either New Orleans or maybe Miami. and I really can't see anyone else.
Yeah, well, I reckon it's still valuable, but you got to develop plays around them.
Yeah.
But you look at the way the NBA going, it's been more fast-paced, been, you know, just get shots up. You look at the number of shots taken now. Traditionally, I think I saw like a video was, you know, the old guys like Kevin McHale and all them, they were doing some sort of, you know, what would you do in this situation anyway?
Yeah.
And they were talking about it and saying the number of shots taken by guards compared to back when they were playing,
yeah,
it's totally flipped around.
The guards would just bring up the ball and sort of throw it to the post, right?
Yeah, whereas exactly.
It's a guard-dominated league now. It's pretty cool, yeah. We'll wait and see, I guess. We'll wait and see. But I saw this cool article on ESPN this week. I was just pretty much in bed reading ESPN as I usually do. And I saw an article about how would you or who would build the next super team and which way can it be done. So basically the three models they talked about was the Miami model, full-on free agents, you know, clear the decks, get massive free agents in. Do it through trades while they have a star in place like Boston did in 2008, or draft through the draft like Golden State, right? So if we could go through the three types, like one, Miami style, right? Like the most obvious one will be Lakers because apparently, you know, they can clear the decks. Which way would you go? If you're a GM, which way would you go? Or which way is the easiest or the most appealing way to go?
Free agency.
Mm.
Yeah. That's probably the easiest road.
Yeah.
And Lakers can do it. They've got a few pieces where they can just drop it off and then they've got enough money to sign a lot of people. And they've got an owner that's willing to pay.
And it's a big city, right? People want to live in LA. People want to party in LA, right?
Yeah.
So they definitely got that Miami style.
Through the draft sort of style, I reckon Philly. Philly's already doing that right now.
Of course. If
once all their guys' pieces mature, they got a scary team.
And then add like your Andre Iguodala type, Andrew Bogut type into that mix.
Yep.
And yeah, man, the thing is, I guess Golden State, they never sort of tanked crazy like this as Philly did, and they never had these injuries. Except Steph went down with an ankle a few years ago. But so we'll wait and see. But yeah, no, that's really good. The other one is probably Milwaukee is, you know, they've done it through the draft, like Giannis Antetokounmpo. You know, he's the obvious one, Thon Maker. So yeah, that's probably the dark horse to see. But anyone else that can do the Miami style free agency, just completely clear the decks, 60, 70 million in free cap space and just go bang, let's just land a couple of big fish. Anyone else that can do it?
Has Brooklyn got any big money signings?
They don't. I think they've got a fair bit of space coming through, if not next year, the year after. And again, big market, right?
Yeah. And they got owner that will pay. He's rich.
He's got the Russian money, and he's got, like, deep-ass pockets.
He's got real deep pockets.
Yeah. Now, look, if I was a GM, I'd definitely want – that's the position you'd want to be in, right, and just be – And it's the quickest way to success, right? You just buy success. You don't have to like do it through the draft. So yeah, no, that'll be pretty cool to see. But have you been watching any Big Three action or what?
Not recently, because it's fucking Foxtel.
yeah.
But I just look at highlights on YouTube and
is it good to watch? Like, can you watch a full game?
I don't reckon you could watch a full game because I think it's a bit long.
Yeah.
But highlights just does it for you.
Okay.
You just see the best bits, and that's all you need.
And they take it seriously. Like, it's not like an exhibition game. Like, they play seriously, right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Some are just – they just keep – no D. They just keep throwing up shots. But some, I think, they play a bit of D, and it's real close.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
And AI's gone missing?
Gone missing, just unexpected.
Damn,
but
man.
But he did that towards the later part
practice?
Of his career.
Was it just practice?
No, it was a game.
Oh, okay. Cool. Because we all know about AI and practice, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We're talking about practice, man.
Exactly.
Yeah. Nah. Well, hopefully we see AI back on the floor. That'll be cool to see. Just to finish off with, NBA 2K18 ratings are out. They're releasing them one by one. Do you have the game? Like, I don't I don't actually don't play anymore.
I do. I get the new one every year and I play it.
I saw KD had like a 95%.
96.
96 rating.
Yeah. At the moment, that's the highest player rated at the moment.
Yeah. What's Steph?
He's like an 80-something.
80-something? Yeah. Oh, maybe because of his defensive liabilities. Interesting.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's LeBron going to be? Is he going to be higher?
Well,
or
he hasn't been rated yet. We're waiting for it. Let's see what it comes out with.
All right. No, that'll be interesting. Yeah.
I think they gave Kyrie a 90.
Yeah, I'd go with that. Why not? He's been playing like crazy. What about Russ? What would you give Russ?
Russ was he was low 90s as well.
Yeah. Cool.
Because he does everything, but it's just that he's little.
Yeah. Fair enough. What about you, man? If you were playing out there, what's your rating going to be? What would you give yourself?
I'd be down there.
Down there?
If you got to compare with NBA.
No, just give yourself a rating, man.
Give me a
Don't
rating.
Be humble. Don't be humble.
I'll be on 70.
70. Yeah, I'd probably go with a solid 68.
Yeah.
Just off the bench, defensive type of player, you know?
Exactly.
That's probably what I'd go with. All right, well, that's a wrap for this week's pod. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back for more. Thanks, Ian.
Thanks, guys. The subscribe button.
Subscribe.